Okay, so we are learning about the properties of waves, and it's like the speed, we're talking about like the speed of a wave, how the speed of a wave is related to the frequency and a wavelength. So
speed is equal to wavelength when it's multiplied by the frequency of the wave.
Okay, so basically, we had a problem question, and it was, how does a wave speed relate to its frequency and wavelength? My friend here that spoke before me just covered that question, but there are more questions below. Question one is, write the equation for the speed of a wave.
We already got the speed of a wave because it's like,
wavelength
it's
times the frequency.
What she said.
Wavelength times frequency equals speed. Define wavelength. Well, I put, wavelength is the length of a wave, measured from crest to crest or trough to trough.
or any corresponding, like, refraction.
Right. And then number three, we had a little example problem to cover, and you totally tackled it, so yeah. flipping the page, we had a procedure. Who wants to tell us what we did? Miss Striped Shirt.
So, basically what we did was we had a cup with a hole in the bottom of it, and then we made a wave with the water that was coming out of the hole.
We had a long sheet of paper, about 4 meters long, and one person would walk along the paper with the cup swinging from side to side, so the water swings out, and as the water falls out, it falls out, it forms a wave.
Okay, now, to the other questions. Number 12 says, predict whether you would have more or fewer crests if you repeated the experiment walking faster, and give a reason. You.
Okay, I think that you'll have fewer crests when you walk faster, because when you walk faster, the faster you get, it doesn't give you as much time, it doesn't give the wave as much time to actually, like, make a complete wave.
Couldn't agree more.
And number 13. Anybody?
That's the graph. Okay.
Number 14. Predict whether you would have more or fewer crests if you repeated the experiment while walking slower.
If you were walking slower, then the water would have like more time to, and the cup would have more time to swing back and forth, so the water would be able to make more crests. Yes. Draw off more waves.
Perfect. So, what y'all get?
Huh?
Well, like, geez. The chart thingy.
Well, there was 3 sections of the chart for each time we did the experiment, which was 3 times. And I'm not going to bore you with all of that information, but our predictions were correct.
Well, our chart had, we had to record the time, the wavelength, the waves per the 4 meters, the frequency and the speed of each wave. We had to use the equation, wavelength times frequency equals speed, to figure out all of those elements.
That's correct. Okay. I'm going to leave that part.
Okay.
Yeah, we did. Okay.
We have to do 3 and 4.
Yeah.
It says, talk about what you know.
Okay. Okay, calculate the speed of each wave from the distance traveled in the time.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We noticed that the faster you walked, the more the waves were farther apart. So the wavelength got longer. They were farther apart from each other.
And they were slower because it was like they have enough time to actually make a free wave.
And we did use the equation velocity equals wavelength times frequency, but we also had to use speed equals distance divided by time to figure out a lot of the things also.
Are we doing number 4 now? Are we here? All right. Number 4 right here, we're setting up the frequencies.
Oh. Okay, well, it says, what would happen if the frequency, what would happen to the wavelength if the frequency increased? Since the wavelength and the, you?
The wavelengths would have to be shorter because the frequency is getting higher, which means they come up more.
Right, since the frequency and the wavelength are always equal to the same number, if one decreases, the other has to increase to fill that gap.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
One of the predictions we made was that there would be fewer crests if you walked faster, and that was correct. It does get fewer because you have less time to make the waves. All right. If you made more crests over a given distance by walking at a different speed, the wavelength decreased because you have more crests in the same amount of paper.
Okay. So, if you like made more crests over a given distance by walking in a different speed, you already answered the question, so.
Yep. That's all we have to say for now, folks.